Hello and welcome to Totem Talks. Today we are here to delve into building positive communities and tackling some of your fitness dilemmas. So we're just going to do a little quick introduction. My name's Ashali.
And I'm Cleo.
And...
On today's episode, we're going to be talking about all things fitness, how we got into fitness and how we plan our workout, and also how we balance uni and nutrition at the same time.
So if we talk about first, kind of what does health mean to you?
So health means to me is feeling good from the inside out. A lot of the time we put so much pressure onto what we look on the outside and we think that health is looking this size or looking this side, or do I have a six pack yet? That is so not what health is. Health is being positive mental health, how we think about ourselves, how we feel from the inside. What about you?
Yeah, definitely. I agree with a lot of that because health is about physical things. It's about your mental health. So yeah. Making sure that you're not super duper stressed, which can be really difficult to do sometimes. But also, and I was saying this to you earlier, but keeping healthy relationships too.
Yes.
I feel like they're really, really important.
Oh my God, yes.
And something that's really, really overlooked, because the people that you surround yourself with really impact the way that you feel about yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
I think there's this quote and it says, you are the average of the people that you spend, the five people that you spend the most time around. So,
That's lovely. That is, no, that is so true, because I would have never even thought that. I didn't realize that the impact that other people have on me and how then I view myself because of how others treat me.
Yeah.
But honestly, that is so true. And I'm just wondering, why do you enjoy training and like what made you start?
That is a really good question. So, like a lot of people, especially girls, I think when I started training initially, it was because I wanted to change how I looked. So it was more of an aesthetics thing as opposed to a health thing.
Yeah.
So I got into running over lockdown because I was like, I really want to lose weight. And I feel like running is the easiest way to kind of burn calories in the quickest amount of time.
Yeah.
But now since then, my reasons for training have changed so much. I don't even look at the calories burn when I run. It's all about kind of how fast I run, how I felt after the run. And genuinely nothing feels better than that endorphin rush you kind of get afterwards.
I'm so happy you've like had a complete change of mindset, because I find a lot of, I'm gonna say boys and girls, but there is a lot of pressure on girls really, but it's just such a shame that a lot of people do unfortunately go through that. And I feel like a lot of people do relate to what you're saying that you went through. I know I've experienced a lot of that.
Yeah,
and it's
definitely.
Like, it's such a shame, but you've come out on the other side. Look at you now. Like, this is so good.
Thank you, God. I know it's the same for you.
Yeah.
Like all the amazing stuff that you're doing right now with dance. So tell us all about that.
So I did get into training as well, but I got into it for a different reason. So I am a training professional dancer currently. And I got into it purely for the fact that I wanted to better myself as a dancer. I've been working professionally since I was about 15, like doing UK theatre tours, also being a choreographer. So I've done like a lot of, it was more for dance.
Yeah.
But now I've had a bit of a change in the sense of, I don't really do it to better myself as a dancer. Of course it helps. Like obviously training in the gym helps. It increases my strength, my stamina. Mm-hmm. But I actually do it as a break from dance, which is so weird because that's not why I got into it at all.
Yeah.
So I kind of use it as my safe space, and I don't compare myself to anyone because obviously in my industry, it's a bit hostile.
I can imagine.
Yeah. It gets a bit bloody.
I can imagine. Yeah. Bless you.
Yeah.
And I think some of the things that kind of helped us make that transition were sort of seeing people online that have been through what we've been through.
Yes.
So who are your favourite people, your favourite influencers?
I think you know what I'm going to say. Like, I don't need to say this. I feel like we can say this together. 3, 2, 1.
Anna Archer.
We love you. If you ever see this, please meet us. We
she
love
has
her.
Changed the way.
She changed our lives,
I think,
didn't
about
she?
Food, nutrition, exercise, everything.
Oh, it's honestly, she's brilliant.
She's insane.
I personally struggled with eating disorders, like laxative overdoses. Like, I've been through all that, especially like last year. Mm. It really took a toll on my mental health. But she, like, watching her is just a comfort. And anyone that is out there and is going through that kind of pain and self-loathing, then you need to watch a bit of Anna Archer.
Of course, yeah. And she kind of really inspires me to just remember that you can do anything. like with her, she's not a runner. Like, she didn't start off as being a runner.
She hated running.
She hated running. Yeah. And then she just randomly signed up for London Marathon. She did her little 3 days of training a week while she was away in Bali. Which is
that
insane.
Heat. How did she do that?
Running in that heat. And then she just ran the marathon, and it was insane.
But who else ran a marathon recently? Like, do you wanna?
I did the Manchester Marathon this year. Actually, it was my very first one. I never kind of saw myself doing it because, like I said, I was always someone that just kind of ran for fitness. So it was very much just like for weight loss. So it was always just kind of like, how many calories can I get in? Like,
so
how can I burn off my lunch?
Yeah.
So seeing her do it was honestly one of the biggest reasons why I decided to sign up for the marathon. Yeah.
I did not know
she is such an inspiration to me, honestly, because it was seeing, the thing that it was is I could never see myself doing something like that. I always thought people who did that were professionals, people that had grown up in sports. I was the worst at PE. I was such a couch potato.
That was like picked last.
Yeah, genuinely. It was like, if they asked me to run a mile, I was like back of the queue. I was like, I'm walking it. Like, you are not making me run. So seeing a normal person do it was so inspiring.
You know what, Ashali? I am so impressed that you've run a marathon.
Thank you. My biggest hype for me.
I could not run a marathon, if I'm honest. I can run for 5 minutes.
But I cannot do half of the stuff that you do. Like, honestly, Cleo, seeing your dancing and everything, your flexibility is insane. And it must have come from so many years of like training and hard work. That doesn't come overnight.
It's a lot. And I feel like I'm in a sport industry, so it is quite intense. And there's a lot of comparison, and there's a lot of, you know, you're always in the mirror, so I completely relate to what you've said, but I'm so impressed with that marathon.
Thank
I'm not letting
so
that ever go.
And I'm so impressed with you, honestly. How do you kind of get over that comparison aspect then? Because I think a lot of people sort of struggle with that when it comes to just the gym and fitness in general.
Well, I know for me a lot, I'm actually, my girlfriend, we are both dancers, and one thing that I've always really struggled with is we're both same height, the same kind of body shape, but she was always like a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. That destroyed me. Mm-hmm. Like, I it really like really got to me. Yeah. And I was like, nope, not eating. I would just cut out eating. I'd be like overloading on lots of pills, and it was like that really got me. And I feel like if you don't get out of it quickly, it is a very fast sinking hole, and it's, you do feel yourself kind of drowning a little bit. And if anyone is ever struggling, then reach out, because the best thing I ever did, I actually didn't reach out myself. My girlfriend had to, because it got to a point where I was not walking properly. Like, it just got to the point where I was just so low that I needed someone around me. And like you said, the positive relationships with you that you create with the people around you are so important, because if I didn't have her, I don't know where I'd be. I actually don't know. I don't know if I'd be here now. Like, she saved my life in a way.
That's amazing.
So I would definitely say reach out. If you are comparing yourself to someone, reach out. So
well, I'm so glad to hear that you're in a much happier place with fitness.
Thank you.
So kind of what is your relationship with fitness like now? I'm guessing it's in a better place.
It's
like
in a
you
better
said
place. It's a work in progress. I still struggle every day, and I'm guessing, do you still get like washes and waves of like,
it comes,
god, should I just skip breakfast today?
Exactly. Because when I initially sort of got into it over lockdown, kind of I was in my little Chloe Ting era.
Chloe Ting era was a universal thing.
Genuinely, everyone got into lockdown, they were like, this is the time to like shed
this
those
is the
pounds
time.
This is the time I'm gonna get abs.
It was not the time, guys. It is never the time.
Sorry, I've lost, what was the question?
So I was saying, like, how do you cope now as well? Like, because I was saying it's a struggle still for me.
I
still struggle. I still look in the mirror and I'm like, why do I look like that? Yeah. Why do I not look like her? Why do I not look like them? And it's, you know, I still struggle.
Body dysmorphia is really difficult. And I think it's gotten a lot of worse for me personally. And I don't know if it's the same for you, but over summer, because obviously everyone's kind of in their bikinis, they're posting their holiday pictures. I think a lot of it for me was taking a step away from social media. TikTok can be an amazing place. You're seeing people's what I eat in a day, you're seeing people's workouts routines. It can be really inspiring, but also at the same time, it can be really easy to compare yourself to them.
Agreed.
Especially when you're doing similar things, if not more, and your body doesn't look like theirs. I think if you go outside and you see that everyone doesn't look like a fitness model, even if you go to a beach, everyone has like cellulite and stretch marks.
And rolls. And
rolls,
No one's all sucking in all day. Why are we spending all our summers sucking in our tummies?
Exactly.
For people we don't even know.
Exactly.
Like, I did it. I'm a massive girl. comfort of it. I'm saying it. Like, I don't struggle with it too. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's easy. It's yeah, not easy, is really it? Not. It's not easy.
No, not but at all.
I completely get what you are saying. Mm. It is... No, it's a hard subject.
It's a hard subject to deal with.
And it's also a subject that isn't spoken about enough.
No, definitely not.
Why? We are constantly just told to kind of shut away and be smaller. I get told. We literally get told at college. There was this one girl, she was teeny tiny, and a teacher came up behind her and was like, "Why are my fingers not touching?" and had her hands round her waist.
That's so toxic.
They would go, "Why? Oh, you can tell you've eaten chocolate over Easter." Or, "Oh, no bums today, girls, no bums." Like, you'd be told to get rid of your bums. And it was like... I remember once I was told, I was like going on stage before I did my ballet solo, and they were like, "Oh, Claire, you don't have the right body for it to be a ballerina." And I was like, "About to do my solo, I'm 15.
And you're such a young, impressionable age. That's like the worst time to be told something like that.
And it was like my mum heard it and everything. Yeah. And it was one of those things that kind of took us so by surprise that I didn't say anything. Why didn't I say anything?
Yeah.
I actually did, and I stuck up for myself, because I'm like, no. Actually, that's not okay.
That's
and
not
if
the right thing to say,
especially in the dance world, if anyone's struggling, and I'm sure it's similar for other sports, if a person of influence and of power is telling you to look a different way or telling you you don't look right for this, mm-hmm. stand up for yourself. There's so many people that they let it actually consume them,
yeah.
and they just sweep it under the rug. And you know what? No.
No.
No, take a stand.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that you did that. That's amazing.
That's a proud moment for me.
Yeah.
I will always remember that.
I'm proud of you.
That felt good.
That is amazing. And even just in general, even if it's not a passive authority, it could be someone that's near to you, someone that's close to you. If it's like a family member telling you, "Oh, you know, you've gained a few pounds or you look a bit bigger, maybe you should get in the gym a little bit more." You should never take that personally. A lot of the time people say those things because it's a reflection of their own insecurities.
Very true.
So if they've kind of grown up hearing these things from other people, they might think that that's an okay thing to say to you. And just because it doesn't affect them doesn't mean that it's not going to affect you as well.
Yeah.
Going along with that as well, don't ever think that you're not the right body shape or you're not the right look to kind of be in a gym or get into a certain sport or get into a certain activity. I know a lot of people that are self-conscious about going to the gym because they're worried about how they look. They're worried that they'll kind of be made fun of. At the gym, which is horrible.
It is unfortunate because I don't know why people would ever think that. Mm. All bodies are good bodies. All bodies are loved and cherished. And
if you think about what your body does for you in a day, like, it gets you up in the morning, like, it gets you to walk around.
Your legs, like, I hated my legs so much, mm-hmm. but they literally get me everywhere.
Yeah.
I hated my arms. They do everything for me. But then also, I'll take it even more personally. I'll go to my face and it's like, "Oh God, I really hate my lips." And like, but I speak with that. I hate my teeth. They help me speak. Like, I feel like we are just so in our own heads sometimes, and the world is so much bigger.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's a quote that we said earlier, wasn't it, about how you don't want to spend 90% of your life to weigh 10% less. Like, you don't.
You really miss out
on so much.
Exactly. I absolutely love that quote, by the
way.
Thank you. And it's
insane. It's my go-to. It's in the back pocket.
I loved it. It really changed the way that I think for a second as well.
Thank
I've never thought about it from that perspective.
Yeah.
I think it's so easy to be self-critical. Like, I look at you and I'm like, "You are absolutely gorgeous. There's no way that she could ever be insecure about anything like that." But no, genuinely, like, it's insane how we can be so harsh on ourselves. So kind of just moving on now a little bit onto kind of how we balance fitness with uni, because it can be really difficult. Like, the life of a uni student is busy, and finding the time to go to gym and run or do dance can be really difficult. So at the moment, the way that I kind of train is I'm training for a half marathon coming up at the end of September. So I'm currently following a plan on this app called Runner. So that's normally 5 running workouts a week. Some of them will be sort of speed workouts, some of them will be longer runs, which can be difficult to be kind of manage around uni. So what I do is I'll plan them in advance, and I'll have my quicker speed workouts on days where I'm a little bit busier, and I'll have my longer runs on like Sundays where I'm not really doing anything else. It's just kind of, I can take it in my own time.
Nice, I like that.
And if I'm out running for hours, it's absolutely fine because I've got
time
to do that.
Time management is there to a T. You've got that nailed.
It sounds perfect, but obviously there's days where I have to skip workouts, days where I have to move things around.
And
days
that's
where I'm
okay.
just like, I'm tired, I don't want to do this right now.
And that's fine. You're allowed to also listen to your body.
Of course, and I think a massive part of it as well is nutrition too. So I've started meal prepping. I never thought I'd be a meal prepper because I was always like, I cannot eat the same thing for like 3 days straight. That's gross. But I saw my flatmate do it, and I saw that it doesn't have to be like really boring chicken and rice and stuff like that. Just make your favorite meals, but just make more of them, and store them away in Tupperware. And that's what I've been doing. It's really, really helped me with finding more time to fit in my workouts because I know that my food is healthy, it's sorted, it's prepped, and I know I'm gonna like it. I know I'm not gonna go to it and be like, ugh, I've got like 3 day old like tofu to be eating.
No, I feel that. I understand that, because sometimes I'm a bit food phobic sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, is that actually okay to eat? Yeah. I'm one of those people that throw food out that's still in date, because in my head it's not.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, you're messing with me, mate. You need to steady on. I get that completely.
How do you kind of go about balancing your workouts and your nutrition at uni then?
So obviously for me, mine isn't really, I don't need to add any extra physical activity. Dance is enough.
A lot, yeah.
But obviously for my mental health, I use physical activity as an outlet. Mm-hmm. So then I'll go to the gym and I'll put my headphones on, I'll blast some music, I'll listen to a podcast, I'll do my stretches, but I don't think about dance. Dance is not, there is no space for dance in the gym. It is my time to work on me and mm-hmm. think of me. And another thing with like my nutrition, obviously I was very restrictive. I cut out all food groups. Like it would just be, I'd be so restrictive. And I found those kind of rules and negative connotations to unhealthy foods. I now have completely gotten rid of those labels.
Amazing.
And I now make my favorite meals, but I'll make some alternatives. And I'm not going to say I'm going to add healthy foods. I think healthy foods is such a horrible term, actually. I put nutrient dense foods.
That's
and
nice.
I add one. Foods with more vitamins and what makes my body actually work and move. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of how I've overcome. And my girlfriend has been the biggest supporter in everything. She started coming to the gym with me. She never used to, because mm-hmm. I'd go to the gym and I'd be like, right, I'm gonna burn 1500 calories today. Whereas now it's like, no, we're going to go together. We do our couples workouts. We're that so weird cute. Couple in the gym that are like passing each other the medicine balls.
I love that. That's so adorable.
One of us is in the plank. The other's doing press ups on top of them.
Have you guys done that couples workout challenge where you like try to squat each other in?
No, because you know what? I'm too competitive for that. And she's a lot stronger than me, surprisingly. So she would be able to do it and I wouldn't. I can't cope with the losses. So no, we're not even going there. Yeah, that's kind of how I've done it. And I have better self-talk about myself. And I've actually mm-hmm. opened up to my family. I kept it very hidden from my family, actually. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm at uni. I think especially when you move away from home, you disconnect with your families a little bit. You can get away with more. I found I could get away with, I could skip anything. They would never know. And I would message them, be like, oh yeah, I just had pasta. Delicious, mum. Mm. She doesn't know I skipped that. She doesn't know I, you know, got rid of it straight away. She doesn't know any of that. And it's like, I think you also need to touch base a little bit with your roots.
Yeah.
You need to touch base with your family, with your own tribe
yeah.
that you've grown up in.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes families, maybe they are not the ones that support you, mm-hmm. but then touch base with your friends, touch base with a teacher. I found my dance teachers were actually very supportive in the end. They kind of like realized what I was going through, and I would have meetings with them every day. And yeah, definitely. But I'm feeling a lot better now.
That's amazing. I'm glad that you kind of have that healthy balance, like you were saying. So you're eating foods that fuel you and make you feel good, rather than looking at like the calories things and the things that are traditionally healthy, because that's stupid a calories. Problem in itself, isn't it?
Because people are like, oh yeah, I'll have this, but and I'll have this, and I'll have this juice, and it's like mm-hmm. that doesn't mean it's healthy. That's probably got loads of added sugars as well. And exactly. you know, sugar's great. Don't cut out sugar.
Exactly, yeah.
But like do you know what I mean? I just think we need to all take a step back sometimes and be like, it's just not that deep.
No, honestly, like I went from being doing like all these no sugar challenges to now eating literal like jelly babies on my long runs, because like, I need the carbs, I need the fuel.
Like those gels, everyone's obsessed with gels.
Yeah,
at the
running
moment.
Gels.
Like, next gel. Yeah, I'm gonna get some.
It's
I
literally a packet of
in.
Sugar. Like that's literally all it is. They're horrible.
We should do it. Yeah, we should just take some
long run together after
that's
this.
That's what we're gonna do. We've decided. We've become best friends in the past. Like we met each other in the first 5 minutes.
And
we became
the same
best
person.
Friends.
Yeah.
We love Anna Archer. It's just connected us on a whole other level.
She sees.
I do. Anna!
So from that then, what other kind of influences do you like look into for fitness, or which kind of fitness influences have helped you?
So for me, Nutty Food of Fitness was a massive helper when I was struggling. I remember actually saying to my mum, was like, no, I'm getting better. And she's like, oh, come on, you're not. You need to go and see someone. I was like, I'm watching this girl. And she's like, oh, that doesn't help. It did. Honestly, that woman, she looks incredible.
She does.
Like, she does look incredible.
Amazing physique.
But she also eats whatever she wants. She's not restrictive. She trains like an absolute beast.
Yeah.
And she's just she's just good energy, and she's just supportive and loving and kind and caring. And that is the most important quality, is not what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
What do they always say? Like, when you're at a funeral, they're never going to remember
how much you weighed. They're going to be remembering what type of person you were.
Oh, God, they had a really small waist, didn't they? No one thinks that.
No one
cares. They think about how kind you were and how what kind of aura you had and what kind of energy you attracted.
Exactly.
So, yeah, what about you?
I completely agree. I watched Natasha Ocean. Have you heard of her?
I have. She incredible. She does running, doesn't she?
She does a lot of running. She recently done an ultra marathon, which I think is insane. But she also kind of does videos as well on like tackling like food freedom, like what I eat in a day videos. And again, she's not restricted at all. And I think the biggest thing that I learned from her was how to like actually fuel yourself for the gym and for workouts as well. And especially if you're at university too, it can really be difficult to fit in the time to eat around your workouts as well. Yeah. I think you need to make sure that you're getting in your carbs before you work out, your protein and after your workouts.
And people are so scared of carbs.
Yeah.
Don't be scared of carbs. Mm-hmm. That is so silly.
Yeah.
That is a new quote. Don't be scared of carbs.
Get it on a t-shirt.
Get it on the mugs.
But also get in your protein and stuff. I think people are really scared of protein. Also think it only has to come through like shakes and bars and stuff. That's really, really expensive. But even just like going to the shop and buying like, I don't know, like frozen chicken nuggets, like they have protein in them. Do you know what I mean?
Have the chicken nuggets.
Or if you're like plant-based, like, or like vegetarian like I am, lentils, which you can buy a massive bag of for very, very, very cheap. And they're really easy to meal prep as well, so they're perfect for uni.
Yes.
But it's all about kind of finding recipes that you really like that have all the nutrients that you need, but also not kind of without breaking the bank, I guess. Yeah.
Honestly, when Kira hears this, Kira's my girlfriend, by the way, she loves lentils. She's going to be like, oh my God, lentils. I love lentils. We have it at least like 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh my God, I love that. Like the lentil
one. We love the lentils over here. So yeah.
No, my friends have done it into all sorts. Like they make like lentil lasagnas. I'm like, wow.
What? No, send over the recipes. Crazy. Send them over.
Get a cookbook going.
Should we get into some dilemmas then?
Yeah.
Because you guys have sent some stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, getting into our dilemmas, we're going to start with, I'm struggling to fit in my workouts around lectures and studying. Do you have any advice?
Yes. So I study medicine, which means that we have a lot of contact hours. We're always in the med school. We've always got like practicals and dissections and all sorts, and every single day is different. So I really get the struggle of being able to fit in your workouts. I think actually being a student makes it more difficult than kind of like working a normal job because your routine is constantly changing.
Yes.
I think the biggest thing for me, and it sounds really obvious, but planning. So at the start of the week, I do this thing called time blocking, or at least I try to stick to it. You can do this just like on a pen and paper, or you can use this, I like to use Google Calendar. But basically what it is it's just literally blocking out sections of your day to do certain activities. So for example, like if on Monday I know that I have dissection from 2 to 4, I'll block that out. And then I'll say, okay, from 6 to 8, that's when I'm doing my workout. And then that just leaves the rest of the day to do whatever you want to do,
that's
kind of thing.
Brilliant.
But yeah, what about you?
That's amazing. Well, again, my workouts are very much, I'll be at dance from 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. and I do it 5 days a week. And then I do dance on the weekends as well, but I'm at uni 5 days a week from like anywhere from 9, and then it can be, if we've got rehearsals, to like 8 o'clock at night.
That's insane.
And like lunch breaks, what are they? Like honestly, it's so difficult. So it's very much like, I love a home workout. You know what? If you don't have mm-hmm. time in the day, then I'll go and do a home workout. I've also applied to I'm at a 24-hour gym. I'm like with the Pure Gym chain, the chains, because they're open 24 hours. So if I want to do a midnight session, I can do a midnight session.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's great. And obviously, because I'm going into my third year, mm-hmm. We do have classes every hour of the day. Like, we don't really have any frees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I can actually fit a workout in during the day.
Yeah.
So it's more of like when I get home, or you know, when I wake up, if I do some stretches when I wake up, and that just gets my body moving. I'm not doing it to burn the calories. I'm not doing it to, you know, get my metabolism working, because I don't believe any of that crap, if I'm honest. It's not how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it because it's going to make me feel good and feel ready for my day.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's amazing.
Kind of how I do it. I do it at home, or I'll do it at a 24-hour gym.
I love that you've made that point of like, it does not have to be a super long workout.
No.
I think you see on TikTok people doing like 2.5 hour leg days, and you're like, okay, great, I should probably be doing that as well. But like, literally, if you go into the gym and you do a couple of machines, that's more than doing nothing.
Yes.
So, or even if, like you said, you're doing a home workout,
you're lapping everyone that's sitting on the couch. And if you're sitting on the couch, you can stay on the couch. We're not telling you have to get up. That is so silly. I was on bed rest because I'm just currently recovering from an injury. And I've been doing like weights in bed. I've been doing stretches in bed. I've not been allowed to move. This was actually very cheeky of me to come today, but I have been making sure that I'm still working out, even if I'm in bed.
That's amazing. It works. Go you, honestly. So, yeah,
you are never limited by your environment. Never think, oh, I'm not going out running, everyone's going to stare. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to the gym, everyone will stare. Mm-hmm. Do it in the comfort of your own bed.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fine. Everyone's got a bed. Well, most people have a bed. So
I love that. I think that links quite nicely to the next dilemma, which is, how do you cope with gym guilt? I feel so guilty if I skip a day.
That's so sad. Mm. You do not need to feel guilty about skipping a day. Mm-hmm. I am you. I embody that. That mm-hmm. is exactly how I usually feel. I usually have to get forced to have a rest day.
Yeah.
But you don't understand that when you're actually working out, you're tearing these muscles and you need to actually give them time to rebuild. Otherwise, they're just going to... So imagine... Going to do some demonstrations, some visuals here. You're tearing all these muscles because you're building them, and then you need to give them time to actually rebuild and come back stronger.
Of course.
If you don't give them that time, you are going to be so weak
that
it's actually, you should feel more guilty about not giving your body a rest.
A time to rest, of course.
Yeah.
And it's the same with a lot of things as well. Like, even with running, there's times where I feel like I've been doing it so much, and then I'll give myself a couple of days off and I'll actually come back a lot better, because you need to rebuild those glycogen stores. You need to, like you said, give your muscles
like
some time
smart,
to chill.
She's like smart. She's saying all these words like, the I understand what she's saying.
That I know.
Glycogen store. What is it? Say it again.
So it's like, glycogen's basically like kind of like the carb source in your muscles. So when you're done using up like the glucose, like the sugar in your blood, that's what it then goes on to. So yeah, you know when your muscles start to feel like kind of tired?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because you're starting to use up your glycogen stores.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And that's why you have the gels.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Keep your glucose stores topped up.
We all learned something today.
It's all making sense. I only learned this about 6 months ago. So.
And you know what? She's held on to it. She's retained it. That is what uni does to you guys. So how do you deal with gym guilt?
I think it's something that I'm still dealing with, to be honest. I don't think it's something that I kind of completely got over.
Yeah.
There's been times where I've not even just taken a day off of the gym, but like weeks off of the gym sometimes.
Really?
And it's annoying because you kind of feel, I think what it is you have to think about why you have that fear. So do you have that fear because you feel like you're going to kind of come back and be weaker and you're not going to make progress on your goals? Is it because you feel like you're going to be judged by people for kind of not like having discipline and sticking to your goals? I think once you figure out your why, it's a lot easier to then work on addressing those problems. So I think for me, I was always scared of like, if I skip this workout, how am I going to perform on race days? Or like, I'm not going to be able to go the pace that I want to and stuff like that. So yeah, figure out what your why is and kind of go from there.
That
I
needs
think.
To be on a t-shirt too. Figure out your why.
Yeah, we should make a little merch line.
Should we open a merch store?
I think it has to be done.
We could just do quotes.
It has to be done.
Yes. We can make money so we can pay for college.
Amazing. And we don't have to live off lentils.
Oh, lentils. They're so cheap. They're cheap and cheerful.
I love them.
Aldi's own. Thanks, Aldi. Really pulls through. Yeah.
So our next question. Do you want to go for it?
Yeah. I would love to go for it. I feel like I'm not reaching my fitness goals. Have you experienced this? If so, how do you hold yourself accountable and stay consistent?
That is a really good question.
It's a very good question.
Again, it really depends on what your fitness goals are. Is it to look a certain way? Is it a certain aesthetic? Is it to lift a certain weight? Is it to do a certain dance?
Yeah.
Is it to run a certain distance? I guess if it's aesthetic fitness goals, I feel like you shouldn't beat yourself up about not reaching those.
And don't do it quick.
Yeah.
You need to think fad diets.
They don't work.
They crash. They crash. There's a reason why they call them crash diets. They go tumbling down and blow up in flames.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you
exactly.
need to think. If you are going to, I'm not saying no one can lose weight. No one shouldn't like everyone has to like the way they look.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You can be insecure and you can have things that you want to change and you can work at them.
Definitely.
This is not what we're saying. What we're saying is don't dictate your self-worth on it.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that you're so much more than if you don't look like a size 6.
Exactly. Also, everyone could eat and work out the same and look completely different.
100%.
So if you feel like you're not reaching your fitness goals because of that, then kind of work on sort of changing your mindset around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. That's brilliant.
That's good. But I guess what in terms of fitness goals, if your fitness goal was like a lift a certain weight, for example, how would you deal with that, do you think?
So probably build up slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try and do it like within, don't give yourself like a time frame of like, I'm going to do this in a week.
Yeah.
Like, no, take your time. If it's not feeling right, you're not ready for it. But you need to give yourself time and you need to let your muscles build. Enjoy the journey, not mm-hmm. the end goal.
Exactly.
Like, that is not what you want.
Yeah.
And also as well with like trying to stay consistent, you do need to stay consistent because that is how you're going to see progress. Yeah. But if there is one day, mm-hmm. linking back to gym guilt, where you don't want to have a day of consistency, don't do it.
That's fine.
Take a day off. And also, I love, this is like my top tip for like consistency and being able to actually feel good about myself, is taking videos. I like to take videos of, for example, my flexibility is something I have to work very hard on. And I like to take pictures. I'm doing this at the moment, like a summer stretch and strengthen challenge, so I can, you know, see my progress at the start of summer and at the end of summer. And I'm taking videos every day of doing it, so I can see there's some days and I'm like, oh, that wasn't even as good as the week before because I'm just having a down day.
Yeah.
But it's okay. But then I can also, I may not see like the little changes, but then I'm going to look at the beginning and I'm going to look at the end and I'm going to go, whoa, that journey that I went on, really, that little bit every single day mm-hmm. really helped.
Yeah.
And look at that. Like, I definitely want to say you want to like take pictures and videos yeah. and you are going to see the progress and you're going to see how much you've grown as a person and also as a fitness
yeah.
person.
Exactly, because progress isn't linear. Like you said, with absolutely everything, you're going to have
it's going to like, it should be like a like, heart rate.
Yeah.
If it goes like this or like this, no, you're mad. Yeah. Like, no, that is not how it works. Exactly. We are not living in a false reality here. It should be going up and down. You know what? I think someone said it was like in the Olympics. It was like you should have more bad days than good days.
Yeah, and that's a really like, nice quote. I like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. And but then those good days are going to be really special when they are, and the bad yeah. days they're just bad days.
Of course,
it's not a bad life.
Yeah, I love that. Our next one is: how do you motivate yourself on days where you're feeling demotivated?
Oh God,
it's a difficult one.
Oh God, drag myself kicking and screaming. If I'm honest, again, it is just motivation. It's a funny one. Mm-hmm. I say discipline over motivation.
Yeah, 100%.
Motivation for me. Yeah, I've got that drive and mm-hmm. I've got the determination, but I'm also disciplined enough, and yeah. I'm also strict enough with myself that yeah. I'm like, no. You're going to do this workout, not mm-hmm. because you need to burn these calories yeah. and not because you need to do this, because actually you're going to feel great after this. Mm-hmm. You're going to get that endorphin rush that we both love.
Yeah.
We love our endorphin rush over here. But you're going to feel so good afterwards. And yeah. I'm doing it for the feeling.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. I discipline.
And to build that discipline, I think a massive thing is reducing the friction behind working out. So if you lay out your workout clothes the night before, if you keep a workout plan, or if you tell a friend to come with you,
yes.
or if you tell your friend to kick you out of the house, that's what I used to have to do. Like, I would right. tell my flatmates, like, guys, I'm not gonna want to go on this run, I'm not gonna want to go to do my upper body day, can you just like literally force me to go?
kicking and screaming.
I don't know if that works for everyone, but for me, I really like that tough love. So having someone to hold
love.
You accountable, we do love it. But yeah, reduce the friction behind working out. Or as well, if you need to like bring your gym clothes to uni, that's something that I've been doing recently that yeah. really helped, because then I'm like, oh my god, like, if I've got the gym clothes with me, like I might as well. Yeah,
brilliant. I love that. That's a great one. So next one: I never have time to spend hours in the gym. What exercises would you recommend that are effective?
I think again it really depends what your goals are. So for this, I'd probably recommend not just going off of what we say, but having a look and doing your own research into workout plans and stuff. But I think for me, the biggest things that make a difference are probably doing like compound lifts, if we're talking in terms of weightlifting.
Okay.
So like getting in like your squats and your hip thrusts and your RDLs and stuff, rather than isolation movements. Compound movements, by the way, are movements that use like multiple muscle groups at the same time.
Right.
Isolation movements are ones that just isolate specific muscles. So yeah, I think kind of to get the best use of my time, that's what I recommend
Brilliant.
Doing in terms of exercises.
That.
Yeah.
For me, I would say you don't need to set a like certain time mm-hmm. to actually work out. I do it when I'm brushing my teeth. So I do plies in the morning to warm up my muscles, and I do it when I'm literally brushing my teeth. That is 2 minutes out of my day when I'm also multitasking like a boss bitch. Sorry, can
that.
I swear on this? Probably not. It's fine.
Our next one is: how to cope with anxiety at the gym. I feel like everyone is looking at me.
They're not. They're, hands
simply,
down, they're not.
Yeah.
I feel this. I spilled over, this was yesterday, mm-hmm. I spilled over a litre bottle of water everywhere. And we ran out of paper towels.
Oh,
so
no.
I was running around to all these different corners of the gym finding paper towels. I was going, Kira, get the paper towels, I need to sort it. No one even batted an eyelid. No one cares. Like, I do it's so true. Many weird stuff in the gym. I do ballet in the gym, which is so weird because I just... I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good, but I enjoy it. So I'll be on like these weight machines and you get those bodybuilders that are like, and I'm there going, like, and no one cares.
It's true. It is really true. Yeah.
I actually went to a bodybuilding gym when I was little.
Yeah.
And I'd walk in my ballet tights.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a time to be alive. I think I was like 13, 14. And I just walked in and I was like, yeah, I can do that.
I love ballet that. Put in. Oh my God. You're literally the blueprint. Like, I aspire to be like that. You're amazing. And I've done a lot of the stuff as well that, like, the embarrassing stuff. Like, I've dropped plates on the floor. Yeah. Like, I've fallen off the treadmill. Like, I've done it all.
No.
Yeah. It was really embarrassing.
Do you know what is like, something that I do always do by accident on the treadmill is I start lip syncing to the song because I'm in a music video. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I start getting really too emotional about it. And then I'm like looking and someone is side eyeing. Don't do that. That is one thing. They will look at you then. Someone does like bombastic side eye just a little bit. I'm like, oh, she's enjoying herself.
Literally.
But then again, no one cares.
And I think a big thing to remember as well is I think people have had experiences where they've been in the gym and they feel like they're being looked at. Yeah. A lot of the time, if I'm looking at someone in the gym, I'm admiring their workout fit.
Yeah.
Or I'm just like zoned out. Like, I accidentally always stare at people in the gym, literally just by accident. Or I'm looking in the mirror. I think a lot of people don't realize that could be what it is. So if someone's looking at you, either they think you're hot and they're checking you out.
Hell yeah.
Or at least just be delusional enough to tell yourself that.
Yeah, everyone thinks you're hot. And you are fine.
Yeah. Or they're looking at themselves in the mirror behind you that you probably don't see. Or they're literally just zoned out and they don't even realize that they're staring at you. They probably doing it by accident.
Or resting bleep face.
Resting bleep face. Yeah, I do it all the time. It's awful.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Or they're looking at you for workout motivation. I always look at strong women at the gym and I'm like, oh my God, you can do pull-ups. Like, I want to be able to do that. I'm looking at you to see what exercise you're doing so that I can do that as well.
I can't pull up. I can't do one.
I can't do a pull-up.
I can't do a pull-up.
Every single woman that I see doing a pull-up, I'm like, so how did you get to that stage?
So how
did
you do that? How are you my dream? Why are you my now biggest idol?
All the gym friends that I've made are genuinely because I've been asking them, how did you get to pull-ups?
Really? I've been like saving all that. I've been scrolling on TikTok like, how do women do pull-ups? Okay, arm strength gone. No,
not a bit of me. I love that.
Brilliant.
Okay, what is our next one?
I think it's me, isn't it?
Yeah, go for it.
Right. I want to start the gym and get into a fitness routine, but I don't even know where to start.
Oh, I've been there. I've really been there. Honestly, it's so difficult because I think a lot of it just comes from a place of I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'd say three things. You have to talk to people that know what they're doing to be able to know where to start. So either that can come from the internet, so downloading like apps, looking at stuff on TikTok. That's how I learn a lot of stuff about weightlifting, getting books, YouTube videos. They're amazing to learn about form and stuff. Number two is going with a friend that knows more than you.
Yeah.
Especially like a lot of my guy friends, I was scared to ask them because I feel like we have very different workouts. And also I feel like they won't want to help me because they probably go there like doing their own workouts. They don't want to help a beginner. But honestly, they're so passionate about it. Like, they want to share that with you. They're going to feel so happy being like, I've helped someone share my passion. I've helped someone get into the gym. So don't be scared to ask them. And also number three is if you have like personal trainers at your gym, ask them as well. Like, this is what they're qualified to do. And they're happy to give like free advice a lot of the time. Or a lot of gyms, and I didn't even know this, but they'll have like free workout programs that you can ask for.
That's
so you can go
really
up to them
gosh.
And be like, these are my goals. Ooh.
<I've done that>.
Yeah, these are my goals. Can you help me come up with like a routine that'll suit me? And again, if you're at uni, it can be really useful because they can give you routines where you're doing three workouts a week or four workouts a week, depending on how busy you are.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are probably my biggest tips. What about you?
I love that. So for me, mine was actually going with a friend that also didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's part of that too.
It's part of the fun, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
To try things that you're not supposed to try and to try things very wrong. And then you go, ah, that feels wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it like that. That's actually how I started.
It's amazing.
Or I'd go like on my own. Or again, obviously, I like to, when I get into something new, because we were talking about calisthenics earlier.
Yeah.
We really want to get into it. I don't think I'm pronouncing that right, but it's okay.
No, I think you are. Or at least maybe we're both pronouncing it wrong. I don't
maybe know. We're both wrong in this situation. But we both want to get into it. So mm-hmm. I've been looking up how to do stuff on, like, you know, the Olympic rings and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't do it. But I'm trying, man. Yeah. I'm trying really
hard.
You
have the theory. Yeah. We're just working on the practical.
I just found it all on TikTok. Yeah. TikTok is great, it's honestly. It's amazing. Yeah. I probably spend too much time on the app, though.
Mm, yeah. No, neither. Not as much anymore. But yeah, in terms of like learning the form for certain exercises, like you said, it can be so, so useful.
Yeah.
And then with that as well, like film yourself or get your friend to kind of comment on how yes. you're doing things. So like when I first started doing them, I'll use the example of RDLs again, just because I know it's something that a lot of people struggle with doing. My back was literally like this when I was doing Ooh. Them. Like, I don't know how I didn't break my spine. But then I would look at that videos and I'd be like, I remember Whitney Simmons doing it a little bit differently to how I'm doing it.
Love it.
So yeah, recording yourself.
Yeah, I like that. Brilliant.
Big thing too. Yeah, love
Amazing.
It. Okay, on to our next one.
There are so many fitness apps on the market. Are they worth investing in? I feel like you know a bit more about this because you use fitness apps.
I do use a lot of fitness apps, yeah. So the main ones that I use at the moment are Runner, R-U-N-N-A, like Runner.
Runner.
And basically that just really helps me with like figuring out what works I'm meant to do when, because when I started running I was just like, okay, let me just go outside and absolutely bolt it. See how long I can go for without like having an asthma attack. But Runner really helps because it gives you certain paces that you're meant to run. It tells you like how, like I do like a lot of interval workouts, so it's like run this speed for this amount of time, etc. And yeah, also if you're a student as well, fitness apps in terms of like ones that give you recipes and stuff, like cheap recipes can be really useful. I think the biggest thing to do is just like try them out, just like get them. A lot of them will do free 7-day trials and then nice. You can cancel them afterwards. So give them a go, see if you like them. Some people do, some people don't. Yeah. We hope we've helped with your dilemmas and highlighted the importance of helping each other out. But before we go, Cleo, what advice would you give your younger self?
It's all gonna be okay. Like mm-hmm. food isn't everything, and you know what, take some time. If you need to take some time off, just take it. Mm-hmm. You need to not get in your own head. Like everything is gonna be okay.
Yeah.
And just be happy. You know what, that is all your goal should be, is to be happy. It mm-hmm. shouldn't be, I want to look like this, I want to get this, and I want to, you know, be super popular and, you know, make loads of money. You just want to be happy.
Yeah.
And you know what, I am so proud of my little me for everything that she has been through and that she's got through it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so happy with that. Can I hold your hand? Yeah. Hold hands.
I was going to say that. I'm but really yeah. proud of you as well. Like, genuinely, everything that you've said today, like, it's insane. And
thank you.
Yeah.
I'm happy and I'm really proud of the community that I've actually built myself. And I'm also really proud of the platform that I have made
mm-hmm.
and I'm really proud that I've been able to share it on a platform where my voice will be heard and yeah. that, you know, if I help one person, that is brilliant. I'm very happy with that. So, you know, advice for my younger self, just try and be happy. Advice for future me, just try and be happy. That's all. I love that. About you.
And I'm sure you've helped so many people with the content that you make. Like, it's absolutely amazing. I love it. Thank you. My advice for my younger self would probably just be, don't compare yourself. Like, comparison yeah. is the thief of joy. Trying to look like a certain person or trying to lift the same as a certain person or run the same time as a certain person, it's not great. Like, just compare yourself to yourself.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how you make the best progress, I think, when you get out of your own head.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
If you want to find the tribe of your own, head to Totem Talks and take the quiz that will connect you to the greatest discounts for you.
Make sure you head over to @WeAreTotem on TikTok and Instagram for regular updates.
Yeah. Join the conversation and find your tribe.
Bye.